views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another beautiful week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me, guys. Last week, we were not here, and we really missed the show. It really means a lot to us both, and we really missed hearing from you guys. Before I start the show today, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to write down these telephone numbers. So if you want to connect today for a mini reading with Artie or myself, the number to call would be 1-800-930-2819. Now, for those of you who are running to fetch a pencil, I'll give it to you again. It's 1-800-930-2819. Did you get that, guys? We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. Even if we're just talking about a topic and you'd like to join in on that topic or you can relate to it, we would love to hear from you, always. Now, if you want to get a reading with Artie, who is absolutely fantastic psychic medium, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. That's ANGEL-02, not angels, angel. And you could also find Artie on YouTube. He's got a terrific YouTube setup going there. He's got a fabulous webpage. So it would be really nice to check him out. Also, myself, my number, if you'd like to get a reading with me, that's Sky. And I can do this over the phone, guys. I can do it from remote distances. In fact, I just had a great reading with someone from Las Vegas not too long ago. So my number would be 908-500-1474. Again, that's 908-500-1474. So guys, today, our topics will change a couple of times today, but I want to tell you, last week was a really crazy week for us. Unfortunately, my husband took ill, and it was on Thursday, and it was a little touch and go there for a while. And thank God, with the help of prayer, everything seemed to work out okay. He still has a little bit of a residual problem, but we're hoping for the best. And I know with prayer from everyone and with everybody's blessings, everything will turn out well with him. Today I'd like to talk to, Artie's not here right now. He is going to join us in a little bit in the studio. But I'd like to talk about angels. Angels are, I believe, the unsung hero of the spirit world. Angels, some form of angels, I might say, some form of angels, were never actually human beings that lived. Some angels were actually just angels, always created to be angels, and have never had an experience of life. And then, of course, we have our family, who we call our angels as well. And they actually are, because they do help us. They do watch out for us. And those angels, of course, were living beings. Now, In the spiritual realm, there's like a little tug going on. Some angels that were, of course, human beings first usually say, oh, well, you know, the angels that were never really humans they're a little bit jealous, but that is not true. That is absolutely not true, because they were created to be spiritual beings and never have to go through the stuff we do. And I'll tell you what, it sometimes gets a little hairy here, as you guys all know. But Doreen Virtue is an expert on angels, and I know if you got one of her books, she can explain it a lot better than I can. But all I know is, trust me when I tell you, angels will come to your rescue in a flash. And I can prove that. Last week when my husband was in the hospital, I was terribly beside myself because we thought, of course, my husband was getting something that my son had. Of course, it wasn't, thank God. But anyway, I called upon my angels in a flash. We were so far away from a hospital, it was ridiculous. And if it was something that my son had, he wouldn't have survived. However, my angels, and this is no lie, got me to the hospital in record time with no traffic during rush hour, got me in to see a physician so quickly, and everything was just perfect. They were able to diagnose his condition. Thank God it wasn't as severe as what my son had, but they were able to come to my rescue in a flash. So, you know, they are the unsung heroes, and you really, guys, I swear to you, just call on them. Call on them, and immediately they will come to your rescue. I notice here that we have a caller, Monica from New York. Monica, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
I would love to get a reading. It's my first time calling.
Great, okay. Is there something in particular, just for the sake of time, that you're interested in finding out?
Absolutely. For a while now, and especially in the last while, it's even more highlighted. Everything seems to be just getting worse and worse and worse, from money to not finding a direction to just direction in life in general.
Yes, yes. Well, when I heard your voice, I knew you had money problems. That was for sure. Are you actively looking for a job right now?
I'm open, because what I knew to do with my rational mind is definitely not work. So I just open myself to, you know, whatever I have been looked for. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're saying to me is that what you want to do with your rational mind is not what you really want to do as a career? I don't understand.
No, that what I thought would work.
Yeah.
Actually hasn't. So I tired of, you know, hitting blanks, and I just said, okay, then show me. And even then, it's just I'm not getting anything definite.
Uh-huh. Let me think on this for a second. Let me see if I'm getting anything for you.
Sure. It almost feels like, and I don't want to interrupt you, so I'm just going to shut up, but
you know what it is, Monica? Like, I'll be very honest with you. I feel like you're blocked a little bit. I feel as though you're a little bit depressed, and you've got to get yourself out of the house. You've got to get yourself more with people. I feel like you're not socializing enough. I feel that you're not getting out there. Even if it's just to take a walk in the park, you have to bring up your energy level. I feel that your energy level is very low.
Okay.
You know, and I do feel that with a little bit of self-help, meaning go out there in nature, go ground yourself, go help yourself as far as doing a little exercise. I think that your whole attitude is going to change. And I think that you're going to be in a better position to go find a job. And there is nothing that you can do. You need to go find a job. You have to actively look for one. I know it's difficult and everybody's in the same position, but even if you get something now, you know, it's funny, and I don't know if this has anything to do with you, but I see cleaning around you, a lot of cleaning. Do you relate to that?
Well, I've been wanting to, like, literally today I just started thinking I'm going to, like, really just declutter, just really, like, get everything sorted out in my environment.
You know, I see that for you. And I also see that that's going to help you decide where you want to go in life and which direction you're going to head. And believe me, sometimes when you take that time to organize and clean, you're all alone and you're concentrating on things and things come to you. So I think along with you getting out, getting into nature, stop isolating yourself. I feel as though with all those components that you're going to come to a good conclusion to find out what you really want to do in life, Monica. I feel as though you would be good with children.
Mm.
I really do. I think you should look for something where children are involved. Do you have a degree in teaching or any kind of degree that you can work with children?
Not by profession. I am very good with kids. I've never worked with kids.
Okay. Listen, I'm just getting a message right now. I want you to look in the daycare field. I feel like my spirits are pushing me actually to tell you to get into the daycare field. You'll be around children. You'll be very important in their lives. You'll help develop them as they're very young, and I feel as though you're going to be very satisfied by this.
Oh wow.
Yes. I think your life needs to take a 180. And I think I'm knowing from my angels that children are the way to go. This is going to be your salvation. I want you to go out there and look and see if you can get something in a daycare field. Now I know that you don't have to have a degree to do that. It's going to, one, bring up your morale. Number two, it's going to get you some money. And number three, you're going to be involved with children. And I know that that's where your spirit lies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
My father passed away just a little bit less than a year ago. And it's all, you know, overseas. And we're here in North America. And we've had some stagnation around, you know, his estate and all that, and my sister is overseas. And it's been very uneasy, very, very, very uneasy, and I think that's really pulling me down, and I'm feeling very depressed about that, and as a result of that, is there anything you can see or suggest around that?
What I'm feeling is I'm kind of being told that there's somebody blocking something. In other words, somebody is trying to confiscate more than they should, and they're holding this in a stagnated position. Do you understand that?
Yep.
I think when you need to kind of face the bull head on and tell this person, this is the way it is, these are the facts, and you have to step away so that everybody can get a fair share.
Mm.
And I think it's going to have to come down to you actually going to this place and hiring an attorney.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know you're not in a financial position to do that right now. However, that's what it's going to come down to, because this person is relentless and this person will not stop.
Wow.
You know?
And that person is my sister.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to stop unless you really get serious and have to pull out the big guns for her, Monica. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes very, and that's what my gut feeling has been as well.
So pardon me?
Confirmed that. That's what my gut feeling has been as well, and you seem to have just confirmed it.
Thank you. All right, great. It was wonderful speaking to you, and God bless.
Thank you.
I hope everything works well.
Too.
Go to a daycare and see if you can apply for a job, because that's where you need to be. And also,
thank you.
The best of luck with your impending settlement with this land.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you very much. All right, guys, we have one more minute and we are going to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
you're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about?
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And guess what, folks? Our dear Artie's home.
Artie is in the building.
He has entered the building.
Yeah, I got caught up in traffic.
Welcome, dear. How are you?
Doing good. I am. I'm doing good. It's nice. You know, today was like, you know, Thursdays I try to take that day, you know, that day off from all the physical work.
Yes.
And just knowing that we have the radio shows that we do on Thursdays.
Yes. We have two radio shows, folks.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
And so, it's just nice not to have to physically, you know, be on it. I mean,
plus we're not under stress. I enjoy our Thursdays together.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, Thursdays are good.
We always have a great day on a Thursday. We do our show. Sometimes we go out to lunch.
It's absolutely lovely.
It's such a nice day to catch up.
Also, this is the day where I take care of little piddly stuff in between that I don't
have piddly?
Time. I'm a professional piddly.
He's a piddler.
I'm a piddler.
Not a peddler, a piddler.
A piddler. I'm a piddler on the roof. So
I love it.
So we have a caller on right now, right?
Yes, we do, my love. And her name is Julie, and she's from Minnesota. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for being so patient.
Yes, I am calling in about my daughter. She was in a relationship for 7 years and unexpectedly got broken up after about 10 months ago. And I'm just wondering what you see for her in the next
year. I tell you what, she is so lucky that she is not with that guy. That's all I have to say. Did you ever hear of Unanswered Prayers?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that song by Garth Brooks, Unanswered Prayers?
Yep.
I feel as though this is one of her unanswered prayers. I really do. And I feel that she will meet somebody, but she has to stop pining over this. She keeps associating every man that she meets with this one that she broke up with. And she's actually stopping herself from going into another relationship subconsciously. I feel that. What do you feel, Artie?
She feels like she has unworthiness issues. Yes. Also, as far as this goes. And, you know, the thing is, you know, when you're with some, especially at a young age, and you're with somebody forever,
yeah,
you know, it's literally almost like losing a loved one, yeah, in a sense. And, you know, it's hard to see yourself with somebody else. And so it's hard to, you know, get back into that, you know, get back into the rhythm of being, yeah, out there. She will 100% get married and have a couple of kids. So, you know, you can't, unfortunately, you know, as a mom, you feel bad that she feels bad. But, you know, you can't protect her from everything. And, you know, she has to, you know, go through this time and just, you know, keep sending her compassion. Don't overly baby her. Don't ask her a million questions because you only make it worse. And just be there like when she wants to talk. But don't feel like you have to solve her problems because you can't. All you could do is just, you know, be when she wants to be hugged or held or listened to. Then that's it. That's all you can do for her. Trying to cure her problem, it's not going to happen. But I definitely, definitely see her having two kids, a dog, a white picket fence around the house or part of the landscape. So, and she'll have a detached garage from the house, and there'll be a pool in the backyard. So she's going to have everything that she wants, but she just needs to, you know, learn to relax. And I feel like the fellow who she's going to end up being with, he's definitely a good, hardworking man. And I see her being with somebody who's like in the service industry, whether it be heating and air conditioning or plumbing, electrician. But I see him doing something as something like that. So she is going to be with a very, you know, a very good person. And it also might be either a part of a family business or he works for himself. But you'll see, she'll end up being happy. But she just, like I said, the only thing that you could do for her is just give her compassion and just don't whine in on her and just let her speak and don't try to figure her problems out because, like I said, it's not her helping any.
I also feel that she's going to go back to school. I don't know if she's spoken to you about that.
Well, she's a teacher.
I feel like she's going to go back to school to specialize.
Okay.
I knew that she was a professional, but I also feel like she's going to, specialize in something and have to take some more classes, some night classes. So that's something that she's going to look forward to. And I also feel as though, like I said before, she's very lucky to have the opportunity now to find her true love. You know, I just felt like a very toxic feeling with the other young man.
She's going to meet her next love in one of two ways. It's either going to be while being at a party, or there's somebody who's going to introduce her, and that's how she's going to meet him. Or she's with a friend and her friend bumps into one of their friends and who happens to be with a friend and is going to say, oh, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so, you know?
I also feel like there's something involved with the church. Is she a church goer?
Yes, she is. Yep.
Yeah, I feel as though that she's going to, like Artie said, maybe a party through the church. I feel very strongly that the other young man that she was with wasn't exactly on her page. But this one here, I feel so strongly that it's going to be related to church. So I'm believing myself that as my angels are saying, it's going to happen in a religious way. So that means to me that she is going to meet him in some kind of a party, like Artie said, maybe through a church function.
The worst thing she could do is stop going out.
Right.
That's the worst thing that she could do for herself.
Okay. And do you know a time frame? I mean, are we looking a year, 2 years?
I hear the number 9.
9 o'clock tomorrow.
9 tonight.
That would be okay.
I'm thinking around like 9 months, only because she's not ready.
Okay.
You know, she might tell you, oh, don't worry, I'm fine, Mom. But realistically, she's not.
I don't know if it's this year or next year, but I feel like it's going to happen either in the fall or the winter time. I don't see it during the spring or summer, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen like during the fall or winter time when she meets the fella. And like I said, if it's not this year, it will be next year.
Yeah, about 9 months. That's about 9 months.
Yeah.
So we are concurring. We are concurring.
We are professional concurrers.
Well, I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Oh,
it was
no
a
problem.
Pleasure.
Anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Earlier today, when Sky and I were on our other radio show, we were talking about, you know, taking life by the choppers, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns. And rather than seeing yourself as a victim to anybody or to life, when things aren't going your way, you need to do something about it. Overanalyzing, over contemplating, it's too much thinking, and you need to do more doing, and you need to prioritize, and you need to get rid of people or situations in your life that no longer serve their purpose. But like I said, when things are not going your way, sometimes you have to hit the problem head on, dead on, and just, you know, deal with it. And rather than, you know, ponder on it, because a lot of times when you procrastinate taking care of a situation, you know, the problem becomes bigger and bigger, and it's, you know, it's dwelling on you and dwelling on your mind, and you're not able to get sleep, and you're getting upset, and it affects your moods. But when you go right to the source, right to the person, or right to the situation to deal with whatever needs to be balanced or healed or fixed, then, you know, your life can move on. But, you know, it's very important that you just don't, you know.
Do not concede.
Yeah.
To your situations. No. Go out and grab it by the horns, like Artie said.
And face it. Yeah, face it and do something about it. Now, sometimes timing is very important also. So, you know, the timing needs to be right when you could face someone or the situation, because again, timing is very important. Yeah. It's not always just when you want to do it, but just knowing that you have a plan in your mind that you want to fix or change something.
Well, we have to go for a break right now. So we will be right back.
Wow, that was quick. All right, everyone, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
stood there bright as the sun on that California coast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. And Sky, if somebody wants to get a private reading with you, they should call
908-500-1474. And you can do that either over the phone or in person. So it doesn't matter where you are.
And if you want to have a girls' night out, you could do that too. And each of us or both of us will be more than happy to do a party with you.
So much fun.
It's a lot of
fun. So much fun.
Lots of fun. And then as soon as they're finished with their reading, each individual, they come out and everybody else says, what'd she say? What'd she say? What do you say? What do you say? You know, everyone wants to know the dirt, the scoop and everything.
Yeah,
I've had girls after I did readings, you know, that they would leave the house crying because of their hairy situations.
Yes.
And then have other people like, oh, my God, I can't believe that he said this and he said that. And my mother pulled through and my kid pulled through and this happened and that.
Well, everybody's got a different situation. So, you know what I was thinking also? If anybody's listening out there and you're interested in this, I'm going to get a hold of some people I know who own a restaurant. And we are going to try and start doing dinner shows where where the restaurant will, of course, invite, you know, people to come.
We'll invite people.
their regular patrons will come. And then we will be there. And after dinner, we will do readings for the clientele.
Yeah, generate. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah,
that would be cool. And if anybody wants a reading by myself, again, over the phone or in person, then just call 877-ANGEL-02 and check out my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And you could see all what's going on behind the scenes. You could see what the face looks like behind the voice. I'm a hell of a nice guy. I'm a good listener. And most of all, lots of fun.
Yes, very much so.
That's what it's going to say on my tombstone.
He was such a joker.
He was such a kibitzer. That's what it's going to say. Artie Hoffman, professional kibitzer. Never took life seriously.
In fact, he's not even there now.
That's right. The joke's on you.
Right. Hey, you know what? A friend of mine once said, excuse me, that when he dies, he's going to have a remote control button placed on his grave. So anybody that steps on his grave, it's going to say, oh, gee, thanks for coming to visit me now. How long has it been?
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, so we have some callers waiting, actually.
Wow, that's good.
Yes, and let me see who we have. Ruth from New Jersey. Ruth, are you there?
Well, let's take Alma's call first. That's the one I put through.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even see Alma. Ruth, can you hold on for just a bit? And then we'll come back to you. But I want to take Alma because she's been hanging on for a while.
Hello?
Hi, Alma.
How are you?
Doing good.
Great.
We're doing good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy summer to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Alma, who's pregnant in your family? Well, who's about to get pregnant?
She doesn't know who's about to, but she can tell you only who.
I feel like there's a new baby coming.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I'm seeing
puppies. I don't know about that.
I'm just joking.
I'm seeing a birth in your family shortly. Or you're going to hear of a birth very shortly.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for I always call at the end of your show, and so I don't get enough time. So I'm just wondering if you could help me out with a relationship as far as details about somebody coming in, because I've been single for a long time.
Let's wait. You're roundabout. So just cut to the chase, ask the specific question. And P.S., I see you going to a theme park because I definitely see roller coasters around you. So you are going to be invited or going to a theme park soon, like a Six Flags of some sort.
Okay. So basically, yes, I'm looking for a committed, balanced relationship because I feel like I am.
Who isn't? You and a billion other girls. Now let me just.
Do you have thin hair?
I have thicker hair than thin hair.
Oh, you do have thicker hair.
I
okay.
feel like she's curly.
All right, then. All right, you're probably going to end up being with somebody who has very thin hair. And as a matter of fact, I'm seeing thin, blondish hair, sandy brown, dirty blonde hair. When I say dirty blonde, it's dirty.
It's filthy. You know what? You know what? I'm getting the ocean. I'm seeing the ocean.
Okay.
Now I'm not sure if you live near an ocean or if you're going to meet somebody near an ocean. And I feel like his job is going to have to do with water. Either he's in the Navy or the military, okay, or he
could be working at a marina.
Or yes, I was just going to say that, working at a marina, okay, fishing boat, something to that effect. He's going to be really interesting and very cute looking. Like one of those beach boys.
I will tell you this, and I, you know, as I'm listening to Sky speak, as the images are coming to me right now, literally go to places where you specifically know where there's lots of guys that just hang out, whether it be at a sports bar, whether it be, you know, on a fishing, where they charter boats to go fishing for fluke or
this
flounder
is where
or whatever.
I see it, yeah.
But it's like where guys hang out, you're going to end up meeting somebody. And if I'm not mistaken, you're going to meet somebody where there's a father and a son team together. Yes. And you're going to meet this fella while, whether be he be the father or he be the son, where the Holy Ghost is, I don't know. But be a father and son, they'll be together at that moment.
Actually, what he's trying to say is what I'm
saying. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. He's not trying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
What I'm trying to say is I feel the same way he does. I feel like it's connected to like a boating. Like it could be a father and son fishing charter. A charter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're on a charter and they happen to be together.
Do you know if I meet him
this
summer?
Or it's going to be at a sports bar.
Yeah.
They're hanging out.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But
so like a meetup group?
I feel very strong about
this. What do you think of meetup groups?
Excuse me?
What do you think of meetup groups and things of that nature? I don't know.
I think meetup groups are super fantastic.
I like that too.
You know, regardless of even though what I saw, meetup groups are always fantastic. And you know, if you happen to have a bad chemistry for whatever reason, sometimes certain people don't click. It doesn't mean like, oh, I'm not going to ever try that again. Try a different group of people, whether it be with the same, you know, reason why everyone's joining or just going to a different, you know, meetup group altogether.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a great idea. And I feel people who are lonely or who want to meet up with other people, I think that's super fantastic.
So do I. It really shakes up the balls a little bit. Also, I'm telling you, he's going to have absolutely a big part of his life is going to be about the ocean. So even if you don't meet him at the ocean, even if you meet him in a club near the ocean, a big part of his life is going to be around the ocean. So
do you know if I meet him this year? That's my pretty much last question.
You know what? Could you just hold on for a bit? We have to go to a commercial and then we'll come right back to you.
Sure. Yep.
Thanks, honey. Thanks, Alma.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Okay, Alma, you there? Alma?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hello? Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Sky, and we were just speaking with Alma. You know, you said to me, do you see approximately when? I see this summer, actually.
Okay. Really?
And I see
cool.
I see you near the water again. It's definitely near the water, but I see you meeting him in a bar.
Oh,
bar near the water.
Okay.
But I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this is your last relationship.
Again, I'm hearing a father and a son team. So I'm telling you, this guy's going to be either with his son or he's going to be with his father. But it's
yeah.
Father
and I agree with Artie. Okay. I strongly agree with Artie. His angels and my angels, they get together.
Yeah, they have Starbucks every once in a while.
So the father and
son. Angels to meet my angel. We'll make a setup here. So anyway, I think you're going to meet this guy this summer. I really do.
Okay.
It's not going to be your last relationship, but it's going to be by the water. And
just make life a playground and don't overanalyze, don't overthink. Just have fun with life. Because people who try to put an agenda to everything that they do,
it doesn't work out.
Yeah, it usually blows up. So if you're, even when you're going out on a date, don't go out on a date with an agenda like, oh, is this the one or is
no,
he the one?
I've done with that. I'm past that age for agenda. No. I'm just so casual now. This is what you bring to the table. Let's have a good time. That's it. No,
and I don't even think right at this moment, and you might disagree, but what I'm hearing is I don't think you're ready to settle down yet. I think you've got too many things that you want to do first. So enjoy your life. Enjoy the people you meet. Have a lot of fun. Make sure it's good, clean fun. And just go out there and live, honey. Live.
And when you meet him, he's going to show you something on the wall. There's something he's proud of. That's hanging on the wall. And
it could be a fish.
it could be a big fish. It could be a taxidermy of some sort. It could be a picture of some sort. But there's something hanging on the wall that he's very proud of. that he'll tell you about. And, you know, it could be his favorite sports play or something. But I'm just telling you, there's something hanging on the wall that's very proud. And then you go, oh, wow, very interesting.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. And it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. You take care.
You too, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
You know, it's very interesting. You know, it amazes me that, you know, one of my strongest fortes is being able to describe people's future love. And I, one of our friends
yes.
was asking me about her future love when I first started reading for her, that's Sandra.
Yes, yes.
And I mentioned a last name to her.
Yeah.
And I don't know, let's just say the name was Calhoun or whatever.
Yeah.
And I kind of described what he looked like. And I said he looked like he's like a cowboy type of person. He looks like he could be like a cowboy type. And so she goes to Ireland. And I said, he has this rough look to him, like this cowboy, but yet he has a very soft disposition about him. And I kept on seeing the name, like, I forgot exactly what it was, but it was.
I remember that time.
Oh, she told you? She told you or I told you?
You told me.
And so she went to Ireland.
Yeah.
And she was visiting out in Ireland. And she was in a bar.
Yeah.
And she saw this guy in the bar that was a description of what I told her.
Wow.
And she walked up to him and. They had a very friendly conversation. And she goes, by any chance, is your last name Calhoun? He goes, what are you, psychic? He goes, how did you know? He says, well, that's not my name. He goes, that's actually my grandmother's last name, but my name is, and his last name sounded very similar
wow.
to the grandmother's, but the grandmother's name was exact, but yet his name was very similar.
Amazing.
And so,
are you trying to tell me? You're a psychic?
I'm a psychic. Let me tell you something. Long distance relationship, they suck. It's as simple as that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
only time I agree with a long distance relationship.
If it's in military, right?
No. If you know you're going to get together.
Yes.
If you know you're going to be together and that your long distance is only temporary.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But if you're trying to make
you
a
can.
Relationship happen, all right, and you're in, say, New Mexico and they're in Tijuana or you're in California and they're in New Jersey or whatever, or you're 5-6 hours away, it stinks because while you're together, like, you know, you're together for 2 or 3 days at a time, maybe a month. Spread apart because it's too far of a distance. And then the very last day that you're together, it's a sad day, or a half a day is a sad part because now you're thinking about, oh my God, we're going to be leaving. And they get all worked up and anxious. And then it becomes this long distance relationship, a thing where it's like, oh, are they seeing somebody else? Or there was this other person who I really like,
yeah.
but I don't want to be with them because I'm committed to him, but I'd hardly see that person. When I tell you long distance relationships suck, they definitely suck. And like I said, only if the two of you really are a couple and somebody is away and it's temporary or because of a job or because of a situation. That's the only time I agree with a long distance relationship.
Yes, I have to agree with that too. You know, in a relationship, there's enough problems when you see each other all the time. So just compound that with distance and it just makes for failure.
Yeah, and you want to share time with somebody. You want to, thank God for Skype
yes.
that you could talk to the person all the time, but it's not the same as holding hands and going places,
snuggling.
Going snuggling and doing the foo-foo thing and
yeah.
the wild monkey dance and all that other good stuff.
As my husband would say, he would mambo down to the banana patch.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was really nice talking to you guys. Say we're leaving. No. Ruth, we have a caller by the name of Ruth who has also been waiting very patiently. She's from
Ruth.
She's from New Jersey.
Hi.
Ruthie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
We can hear you.
You hear me loud and clear?
Why do
guys,
I see a motorcycle around you?
Oh, my God. That is so bizarre that you would say that.
Why?
Because that's what I'm calling about. I was involved in an accident a little over 2 years ago. I rear-ended a motorcycle. It was, relatively slow speed. The guy ended up being okay. But it caused a chain reaction And now one of the passengers in the car that, you know, was rear-ended in the whole chain reaction, I'm being sued. And I've never gone through anything like this, and I'm, like, just, like, a nervous wreck.
Don't be.
I just wonder how you see it.
I see your insurance company handling it all. Do not be nervous. Just tell the truth. Just lay it all on the table. In the state of New Jersey, there's something called no fault. So your insurance companies will battle it out. Okay? You are not in any kind of jeopardy to lose anything. It's all a matter of insurance companies.
But that's what it is. It's called an accident. It wasn't deliberate. It was just an accident.
Right.
So, and that's what it is, and that's what insurance is all about. So, I mean, it sucks that it happened, but it is what it is, and you can't dwell on it. And just, you know, don't worry about it. It's not like you're not going to prison or anything, you know? So it was an accident. That's all. And just talk it up as that.
Now, I was wondering, with the lady you were talking to before me, you were saying things like, do you live by the ocean? I feel like you were like picking up on, would you be able to pick up on me? Because I do live near the ocean. You were saying to the lady, you're going to be going to an amusement park, which we're going to Hershey Park tomorrow. And you were describing like a guy with thinning, dirty blonde hair, which is my husband. It was just like, odd.
Elma,
would you be able to pick up on me?
It's funny that you should bring this up, and I'm going to tell you why this happens sometimes. Some people are very open, and it's so easy for us to read them because they have a very open soul, a very open spirit. And there's some people that are very cautious and very closed up. So absolutely, we could have been reading you.
Right.
I don't think
because
so,
everything,
though, because
everything's
I feel
so odd.
As though the girl that was just before you.
No, but when we hit on all those specifics.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying all of it was just for Ruth, that some of it was for Elma, as far as where she's meeting and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, as far as certain logistics, it definitely was for her. And I feel like it was a mixed reading. It was.
Yeah.
I feel like the information was correct. I feel like the information was accurate. But the only thing is, it crisscrossed from one person to the next, but I feel like there was some for her
and
some for you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's so interesting.
It is. And we do it. And I still find it amazing.
Now, let me ask you something, the baby thing, because I see this beautiful blonde haired baby.
Yes. That's my son.
Really?
Arden,
how old is he?
Me,
about between 9 and 17 months.
He's 15 months yesterday.
Very good.
I want you to be very careful.
And Artie, you told me you're going to have a boy, and I did. So
see?
He was right on the money about that.
Listen to me.
Thank you for making me right.
I want you to be very careful of what this baby can get his hands on. Because, you know, I even told Artie before the show that I felt like somebody was going
to
call
up. You have to childproof.
Yes.
Major league around this kid, otherwise he's going to end up hurting himself.
Right, and I felt this even before the show. If you have medications in your pocketbook, make sure that baby can't get anywhere near the pocketbook. If you have anything underneath the medicine chest, make sure they're locked, baby-proof. Because
he can't have access to anything that has to do with any medications, any cleaning products or anything, because he's going to end up putting it in his mouth.
And you know,
so
he
just
did,
be very careful.
I saw the baby actually opening up a bottle of medicine.
He did that. My mother was watching him a couple days ago, and she just had like calcium pills, and he popped the top open, and they went everywhere. You know, within
she's
a second,
a red
he just
shirt
opened
at
it and
time.
All the pills. I can't remember, but he could have been. And my mom's like, how the hell did he open that? You know, he was just shaking it, and he popped it right open.
You want to know something?
And that was
funny. A long, long time ago. What's that say? Hey.
We mean to wrap up the segment.
Okay. But
go ahead.
Really quickly, a long time ago, I saw a cartoon picture of Dennis the Menace, and his father was having a really hard time opening up the little medication, the little turn thing, because it was childproof. And Dennis goes, Dad, give it to me. I know how to open it.
Right. Please watch out for that baby that he can't get his hands on anything, okay?
But we got
to
go to a commercial
break. Thank you, I will.
Break.
Thank you, guys.
It was good talking
to you, guys.
Sweetheart.
Have a great day. Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right, sweetie. Take care. All right, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. So stay tuned because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.